Just for a point of order in terms of indicative schedule of work for the rest of today, we will continue now until lunch with item 7, and also see whether before lunch, that's the establishment of expert groups, and then also see if we need to come back to the collaboration with tech. And then after lunch, we will not have a closed session as it was stipulated in the indicative schedule, but we will have an open session on the SUVA dialogue and see how much time we need for that. Also keeping in mind that we also probably need to use a part of that time for further deliberations on the collaboration with the tech. And then after the coffee break at 4:30 or at 4, there will be a open discussion, further discussion on the communication strategy and with the kind of the aim, the goal to have this a bit more finalized. So can the XCOM adopt this revised schedule for this afternoon? And we still will try to keep up the good time schedule, Orwell, so that we can finish in due time for your beauty sleep. So then I will hand over the floor to my fellow co-chair, Vali, for the next item.
Thank you, my co-chair. Welcome back, colleagues. Let me start by saying let's just note the delays in terms of time. So we would like to now attend to agenda item 7. So we're going to request your cooperation. This agenda item 7 is focusing on the establishment of expert groups of the executive committee. You will remember that, or recall that this morning we had a good exchange of views with regard to that. Secondly, we also had a report back from the team that was working on the terms of reference, and we also shared the those copies with observers, so you have them at hand. And obviously, it's important that we also note that the for the benefit of the observers, the copy is also available online. So our intentions for this particular session is to make sure that we can be able to wrap up this item when, if possible, in this particular slot. So we also want to request that we have, if needs be, we can limit our comments or make minor, small comments in terms of the terms of reference. And I think to begin with is to try and see if we can agree on the draft terms of reference that has been shared, and then we'll consider any adjustments if there needs be. Having said that, after having done the terms of reference, we'll move to the election of the members of the expert groups, which will also require us to be able to identify such. Note that we have three members of the executive committee who are not with us here, so we will, with the co-chairs, we'll make sure that it's also taken into consideration. Having said that, I would like to draw our attention to the terms of reference and see with the lucky star if there are any comments, one. Secondly, any inputs. If not, I'm keen to request that we can agree on the draft terms of reference that has been discussed and shared this morning. I'll open the floor for members to give their comments. Thank you. Done.
Thanks, Co-Chair. As indicated earlier on, this is a very useful TORs. I know that some concern was raised around the idea that we only speak to three expert groups, but I think it's been clarified that we only speak to three expert groups because we've only gotten approval from the COP to establish those three expert groups. But we do recognize that in Para 2, that we have that ability to form those expert groups and subcommittees at any time. So we do have that ability to form additional ones under other work streams. But we have not yet done that or gotten approval by the COP to do so. And therefore, these terms of reference applies to the three for which we have gotten approval. Having said that, on Para 11. Is that Para 11?
Yes.
Okay, I had mentioned earlier on about the roster of experts and the fact that we should have flexibility. So I am recommending the inclusion of the word including between experts and from. So it could read, the XCOM, at the request of the expert group, can invite additional experts, including from the WIM roster of experts, so that it leaves it open as to other sources. So that's one recommendation. The other one pertains to Para 19, which is the last para. And I was just looking at the second sentence. Well, the word bound was a bit strong for both the first and the second sentence, but especially the second one that says the term of engagement of the individual experts. And I wondered whether the word guided would serve us better, because it sounded like they had absolutely no leeway to discuss, engage, speak, seek input. It was just a little bit strong. So wondering whether it could be the term of engagement of individual experts will be guided by the activities, and I was suggesting also for which the experts are nominated. So just a little bit of change in the wording, and of course just trying to not end the sentence before as well. So the term of engagement of individual experts will be guided by the activities for which the experts are nominated. Thanks.
Thank you. The Secretariat will take note of those changes and comments. If there are no comments on those two, then I'll ask Nedo.
Thank you, Co-Chair. Coming back to the point which I raised this morning and to the first part of the intervention by Don, that we are focusing on the three areas for the first ABC, and I fully understand what Erling said this morning about that we have the task force on displacement now. So we are covering 4 out of 5. Now the issue of the action and finance, in order not to be left, and as far as we have, as XCOM, we have the authority, flexibility, and mandate to have a new task force in that regard. I would like to propose to proceed in that regard as far as we can. It depends on the, circumstances, but to keep this on board at on whatever time possible, whenever possible, as soon as possible, as we can have such kind of formal setting for the task force on the issues on action and finance. By having these five components well covered, we'll have the full picture. Otherwise, there's something will be missing. And I fully understand what Erling mentioned this morning, that this is covered by different areas of the work, but the same applies for the others as well. So I think it is extremely important to have this complete the picture and to have all these five strategic work streams well covered to have this full picture very clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Nado. I'll give the floor to Sumaya.
Thank you so much. I just have two quick points. One of them is the issue of that we were talking about before the break, the issue of consideration of emerging issues from COP decisions. It doesn't really sound like it's automatic that the expert group are going to take the emergent issue into consideration. So they will be focusing on the work streams and the activities under the work streams. So if they are issues for consideration, I'm just questioning, I'm thinking loud, how such issues will be considered. Because now they might be taking... I don't know how they are going to take the recommendation from COP in the implementation of their work, because the recommendations are not in the work plan. So for the next COP and the COP after, there might be also issues emerging from the COPs. So the other issue is around the composition. So C is around representative from relevant constituted bodies. Representation, I mean, still I just wanted to see how that is going to happen, because there might not be need for... every constituted body is somehow relevant, but... For each task, there might be need for engagement of tech. There might be need for engagement of standing committee. But it doesn't really mean C is going to be a consistent when you are considering the composition. So I could see the point of the expert from outside and the participation of the member from the ExCom, but for the constituted bodies, are we going to every time to as a, is it as appropriate, or is it going to be? I'm just still thinking loud, so I just want to see how are we going to move forward on that.
I'm going to request Ellie to come up with this point, and then we'll revert back to you.
I'm just reflecting a bit on Nedal's input here. While I really understand the need for covering the whole work plan of the ExCom, we... agreed, and I think this is also really important for some of the work, or a lot of the work that we do in ExCom, that we agreed that there in a way should be one working group or task force or expert group on finance, and that is the SCF. And we shouldn't kind of start working parallel with the SEF on general financing, but in the work plan there are a lot of points reflecting the cooperation between ExCom and the SEF on finance. This also go under the work stream E related to capacity building, where you have another body under the convention working set up to work on capacity building, So I think instead of establishing new groups where there is already existing groups working on the same issue, it is better for XCOM to work very close and in collaboration, which is also part of the work plan for the XCOM, with those bodies that already exist. Regarding the task on displacement, there I think we agree because there's already a terms of reference and it's already work ongoing. So I would hope that we can not, that we don't need to establish another working group as a parallel to other bodies under the conventions. Thank you.
Neda.
Thank you, co-chairs. Thanks, Erling, for this clarification. And I think in this regard, the liaison members between the TIC and the XCOM should bring on board that finance issue in order to very clearly address the finance issues, action and support with regard to the loss and damage. This should be very clearly addressed. It is not part of the whole process in which this will be lost somewhere. I think we need some kind of focus in that regard to be easily see what is the component in that regard and where are the gaps, where are the problems. Whatever we are discussing in that regard, all the mandate we have from the COB in order to be reflected in this joint work. Thank you.
Thank you for your reconsideration. Just to articulate maybe one or two points with a little to the comment or input made earlier on by Sumaya. I think the issue around dealing with the emerging issues from the COP, it's also important that the executive committee members, the key focal points will be the bridge between the COP decision and also the executive committee. If we receive mandates from the COP, then that can be brought to the COP to the executive committee for consideration and implementation. Yes, there's a need to engage the different bodies, yes, with the establishment of the different focal points, hoping that they can be able to guide our work. And I think coming back to the issue around more expert groups, the executive committee decided on a 5-year work plan, which already 2-year activities has been clearly outlined. And within that 2 years, one of the activities was to establish these expert groups. As such, it doesn't necessarily mean that what will really implies is to say other activities that we can do with regard to the expert groups can be done considering the other after years, which is from after the 2 years. Not limited to that, I think one element is to also indicate that the work that has been done under the Tinkal paper, talking about financial resources, could actually inform that process, because in the given time of the time frames and intervals of our meetings, then you'll consider that within that 2 years' time, we'll be able to have an idea in terms of that Tinkal paper, what it entails. The last part will be we're still going to work closely with the Task Force on Displacement to make sure that while the work plan has been developed, it can also address some of the elements that should have been addressed by Workstream E, specifically on human mobility. Having said that, I say I'm going to give the floor to Antonio.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kutcher. Just going back to my previous intervention on this issue, just for your consideration, on point 8B, size and composition of expert groups, I submit to your consideration adding something like this: technical expert reflecting areas of expertise and regional diversity, including or taking into consideration as appropriate the need for transdisciplinary expertise.
Thank you, Antonio. While it was raised earlier on, there was a consensus in terms of nodding. So I'm hoping that the secretaries have managed to also take note of that. I do not see any request of the floor anymore. I'm going to ask and request the XCOM if we could adopt these terms of reference with these minor amendments as they are. If I hear no request of the floor, it is so decided. The second part of our agenda item is also to, having agreed on the terms of reference for the different expert groups, we now move to the election of the members for these expert groups. Yes, I see good expressions from the committee members. I will request that if there's any expression in terms of interest in the different expert groups, we see that by the show of hands. Let's note one, we are going to elect four members from the executive committee using the balanced approach or balanced representation that has been indicated. So I would like to see the expression of interest by showing of hands for the first one, which will go to. Okay, let me also note that I've mentioned earlier on we have three members of the executive committee who are not here today, so we may want to also indicate. While we are doing the expression of interest, that the coaches will engage those members in terms of maybe raising their names into a specific expert group, and then we will that will be considered. So I've indicated earlier on if I don't show any expression of interest, I'm going to be a bit picky to make sure that people respond. And then let's start by the we'll start by the slow onset events. Expression of interest for this particular expert group. Farhan. We are moving. One down, three to go. Can we take them one by one, please? SOEs. Farhan. Malcolm. Non-annexion. Antonio. And done. You Don and Cornelia, are you giving me a solution? I need names. Don? So I've got Antonio. I need another and the next one. Slow on set events. So we've got one name missing. Let's move to the next one. Nels, non-economic losses. Russell?
I'm voting for me, channeling Carla, because Carla was in Nels, so. Carla was in Nels as well. Monica can continue.
I'm not volunteering. I just used the opportunity of nominating someone who is missing, and this is Monica.
The next one. I'm waiting on you, Noro. I'm going to move quickly to CRM. Nedo. I see Don. I see Thomas. I see Christoph. Great response on this one. When we come to the task force for displacement, we have got Cornelia, Russell, Sumaya, and Pepe. Just a reminder that in terms of the election of members for the expert groups, don't feel pressurized to be in certain expert groups simply because it requires quite a lot of work and your time to be able to commit and be able to report on this. And it's not a must that we have to fill up all the four posts or all the four spaces that are available, but it's important that they must be filled to make sure that we can also maintain the balanced representation. With Having said that, we still have got two slots that are available, which I think we may want to consider and consult with those members who are not here to be able to see if they can express their interest on those two slots. Just to reiterate the names, let's look at the slow onset events. We've got Farhan, Malcolm, and Antonio. Nels, we've got Russell, Monica, and Noro. CRM, we've got Christoph, Thomas, Don, and Nadal. And then for the task force for displacement, we'll have Cornelia, Sumaya, Russell, and Pepe. Having said that,
sorry to come back on that. I just kind of had a chat with Malcolm on the NELS expert group. Sorry.
She always does that.
I hope this is... No, I shut up here. And I'm not going to say anything. I just do apologize for the mix-up. On the NELS expert group, as Monica might only come back... or. Hopefully is going to come back at the next ExCom meeting. I'm willing to kind of be her replacement until then, if need be, but just kind of making sure that I'm the replacement of someone else who then will take over. Thank you.
Noted. Thank you. Thank you, colleagues. We have concluded on agenda item 7. Malcolm.
Sorry, just a point to catch up with my writing. Could that be circulated on an email on all those names? That would be really convenient. Thank you so much.
It will also assist that you don't find yourself in another group that you didn't volunteer for. Noted, and thank you. It will be circulated as such. Moving to the agenda item 6, collaboration with the tech. Colleagues, we had a very good discussion this morning also with regard to collaboration with the tech, with regard to the work that has to be done. We had a group report that was given for consideration, and there are main key pillars that we need to look at. Let's start by looking at one in terms of joint briefs. Secondly, value add in terms of this work between the tech and the XCOM. We'll also look at how this work feeds. I think the question around how this aligned with our communication strategy. And also the activities that will be considered, that also include the modalities and also the target audience for the group. Having said that, we would like to also come up with key points that we will be raising tomorrow morning with the tech in terms of indicating our collaboration between the executive committee work and also the tech with regards to the possible issues that we need to be able to bring up and also utilizing that opportunity for the executive committee to inform the tech and also the tech informing some of the work that the executive committee is working on. As such, I would like to open the floor for comments from the note that has been circulated and shared this morning from the working group discussion, and the secretariat will be taking notes that will be using that for engagements tomorrow morning. Dawn.
Thanks, co-chair, and thanks to the tech group for working on this and putting some ideas forward for our consideration. Just a few points on the noting that there is a recommendation here for a joint brief also on agriculture and forestry as well as water with a loss and damage angle. From where I sit, of course, those areas are important for all of us, for certainly for SIDS. It's a very important area. All of those are important areas. But I was also wondering and a little bit concerned that when I look at the recommendations from the TEC themselves, they specifically say that the TEC has addressed, and I'm reading from their recommendations, the TEC has addressed the agriculture and water sectors as part of its work on technologies for adaptation, including publishing TEC briefs thereon. And they've also provided numerous webinars. And so I went to look at the webinar section, and they seem to have had at least, in the case of water, something like, how many did I see? Several webinars on water, I think, 13 webinars on water. So they seem to be trying to steer us away from those topics. So I'm not saying that the topics are not key. Certainly they are key for us. I am just noting that the TEC has a mandate and they have a set of work that they want to do and that they are telling us in their brief that we have done a lot of work in those areas and we are suggesting other areas, but we're also telling them, yes, but we also want you to do some work in the same areas that you've said you've done work in. So I'm just throwing that out for the consideration of the members. Again, I want to reiterate that the areas are important. I am not saying they aren't. I am just thinking whether we should be looking at what the TEC is saying a little bit more closely. I note that it is saying with a loss and damage slant, but there would still be quite a lot of repetition, I would think, because you'd have to go into the adaptation bits to get into the loss and damage slants, more or less. So I'm just thinking about that and wondering, aren't we better placed in looking for entry points for us where the TEC has indicated their areas of interest rather than adding layers where they've told us they've done this work? So that's one of the points I wanted to raise. The other one that I thought of was I noticed that, okay, let me see if I could find it. They said that they also offer the CTCN, I think, on page para 29. They say that the CTCN, working with them, et cetera, has undertaken several capacity building activities and provided technical assistance to countries on issues considered under loss and damage upon the request of countries. So it made me think from an XCOM perspective, while we can't do countries from an XCOM perspective, whether there was an opportunity and we could ask them to collaborate with them in doing regional capacity building activities. I don't know what their budget is like. I have no idea what they can do. But I'm saying, can we ask a question as to whether there are opportunities for doing regional capacity building activities, perhaps on the area that we've selected, and we could have further discussion on that. So it's a possible question to ask, noting that capacity building is one of the things that they offer. And the last thing I noted was, I'm scrolling up and down on this thing, was in the section B on the possible means of collaboration. Further to the development of joint policy briefs, they say in B that there's also opportunity for collaboration and identifying technical experts who can contribute to expert groups and events, meetings organized by both bodies. So I thought it was an opportunity to ask them tomorrow on whether we could also do it formally with a letter or whatever is required, to ask them to provide us with their recommendations for experts for our three working groups that we were establishing. And also, of course, that could make its way into our WIM roster of experts. So it's something that we could also ask of them. Yes, so just want to put this out for the consideration of the members. Thanks.
Noted. Erlin?
No, I just wanted to support and follow up what Dawn says, because I agree, and I think it's important. I mean, we've already been asked to, and we have it in a work plan, to work with other bodies under the convention. And when I was also looking into this, I was also thinking very much in line with what Dawn says now, that one thing is the tech, but the one that really is the operational mechanism of the tech is the CTCN. They're the one that really are doing the work, as far as I understand, the division of labor between them. And it's again, a separate body. So I really think also trying to embark on a similar process, probably that we are doing with the tech, but with the CTCN, is also something that, and I'm not sure how the relation between tech and CTCN is kind of organized. I don't think tech can, and I'm not sure if they can instruct CTCN to do something. I think CTCN has it's a kind of independent way of doing things. But that is really something that I also think it would be very interesting for XCOM to pursue in the work. So, yes, I would just support Dawn and say that we should also look into the more actionable things to do here.
Thank you, Erlin. Nedal?
Thank you, Co-Chair. I won't discuss this a lot because we already discussed this yesterday, but on this issue of the agriculture and forestry and water, I think it was clearly addressed that we are not requesting them now to do this. We are trying to investigate their willingness to do so, and they're taking into consideration their capacities and their abilities to cover this issue. So we are not instructing them to do this, and we're not putting this at the same level of the coastal issue, which is we already all approved. But as Dawn mentioned, as far as this is very important to us, why not to approach them in that regard without asking them the possibility of having these two things or at least one of them on board? Whenever we feel that this is not possible at this moment, we can drop that. But I think that it is good to bring this to the meeting tomorrow and see how they reflect. Thank you.
Thank you, Nedal. Erin?
Yes, I just wanted to comment on the working group and the note from the work yesterday. I also think that we could, of course, explore other topics to cooperate with the tech. However, I think there is a proposal on one issue, and maybe I think we shouldn't propose too many things, but start, you know, getting some results in one thing. It is also important that in the work plan, I think it says something that it's the XCOM to invite the tech. So it's remember that we are taking the initiative here. It's not tech that, you know, are running this. We are, in fact, inviting the tech. Finally, I would have some cautiousness regarding the time frame. I think it's very ambitious to have something by COP24. So I think the other alternative is better that you try to do something to document progress or demonstrate progress. But I think, but I'm not sure. We can also ask how quick it's possible to work, but I think by COP24 is a bit too ambitious.
Cornelia?
Thank you, Vali. And also to kind of to add what Erling just said on the time frame. I talked to my tech colleague, and usually how this works in the tech is they discuss a topic and it needs to be included in their rolling work plan. So they would need to put it in this rolling work plan and then start working on it. So the first possibility to have something like that, it would take a year. So maybe next year they would come up. So when we ask for something, I think we should keep this in mind that COP 2024 is a rather unrealistic exercise, but well, we can still ask them about the time. And then I would also have two questions on two bullet points on what could be the modalities of work. There's one bullet point which says quarterly update from the tech liaison members to the XCOM. I'm not sure, apart from the fact that the XCOM only meets twice a year, and I assume the tech as well, so quarterly, assuming that this means four times a year, I don't think this is going to happen. So I don't know what was the kind of idea behind that, but maybe to kind of reflect that, whether this is feasible. And another thing on the progress of the joint brief should be discussed at the SB's XCOM and meetings and the COP. As far as I know, is that it's a decision by the tech on which topic they are going to work on. So it's not a COP or an SB decision. Well, it's not a COP decision or anything. So it's the tech itself. So I'm not sure whether we should micromanage the tech or whether the tech wants to be micromanaged so that the briefings are going to be discussed by parties at the COP or at the SBs. So I'm not sure this is going to work. Thank you.
Noted. Farhan?
Thank you. Good afternoon, colleagues. Just a couple of points here. First, I just would like a little bit more clarity, and I apologize if I missed this morning, under the heading of ensuring the value addition of the joint brief, the background document and the summary of the policy brief, is this something that we're asking the tech to do in addition to the policy brief, or is this something that we're proposing the XCOM do once that receives the policy brief? I'm just curious about who's going to be in charge of this to make sure that we're scoping the work appropriately, and maybe it's a task for the for a expert group. I just want to make sure that we're clear there. But that takes me to a little bit of a broader point. I think that it's important that we take this policy brief and think through the, as I said earlier today, the sequence of work that we're expecting over the next year, or I don't know about the time frame. I think we should leave that question open to the tech to let them tell us what their time frame is. I think we should keep it open, and of course we should encourage it to be as quick as possible, but at the same time we should also just think through what are the other activities that are happening by our expert groups, what is the communication strategy that we're developing, how do we integrate this policy brief into a cohesive strategy, and I really think that it would be helpful for the XCOM to think through its communication strategy in terms of themes, in terms of products, so that if we do have a policy brief on coastal resilience, that's being built into our plan on site events or on other products that we're putting out, that it's not just a policy brief on coastal resilience gets put out there, and then we have some other things on different non-economic losses that are different there, that are on different topics. So I think, we should think through, maybe we should have other products from our expert groups that are related to coastal resilience if this is a message that's being generated from this work. And finally, I think just on the process between today and tomorrow morning, my understanding is that we'll be meeting in a joint room, so it'll be all of the XCOM members and all of the tech members in a room. And I was just a question for the co-chairs on how you plan on organizing that session. I imagine, with I don't know how many members of the tech there are, but if there's 40 members in the room that all want to talk, we may be using up a lot of our Friday where we need to be finalizing other decisions. So, are we going to share with the co-chairs of the tech this document in advance so they have some answers prepared for us? I was just curious about what your strategy is for handling tomorrow's session.
share this document.
Thank you, colleagues. There have been questions and that has been raised that can be that are taking directly to this collaboration with our tech. Content creation, I think specifically talking to the kind of mandate in terms of these policy briefs. There's been a discussion between in the working group. So I'm going to ask the two colleagues who have led the report on that, Takea and Nedo, to just give some responses on that, specifically on the topics and the approach that has been planned for this engagement. I think just also to respond to some of the questions that has been raised by Farhan, I think what we plan to do with in this meeting with the tech is to actually share on behalf of the two bodies, have a brief opening remarks in terms of our work. We'll also introduce respective consideration given responding to this particular request that has been given now. And then also look at, in terms of discussions, the possible ways in terms of framing the joint policy briefs, which have already been identified as an area of work, and also possible modalities to be able to coordinate that particular work. So I think this report from the working group shares some light to say there's been a lot of consideration in terms of some of the questions that we need to be asking. And I think I'm going to invite ExCom members to say, let's raise this question so that we can fine-tune the questions and the ideas and the possible modalities that we need to apply when we actually engage the tech group. I'm going to request Takea and Nedal to just share further insight with regard to the topics or the question that was raised earlier on by Don with regard to agriculture, water, and also forestry. Thank you. Please, Takea.
Yeah, according to the background note, there are so many items, but the mainly, as someone said, that the mainly they are focusing for the adaptation, not so strongly focusing to the loss and damage. So we want to listen about their knowledge about the more focusing for loss and damage. Of course, so agriculture and many items is not only adaptation, but there's some if the technology they are already found, so we want to know about I'm not sure what kind of loss and damage concentrated issues they are already have. I don't know, so I want to listen to them.
Thank you, Takea. Nedal?
Thank you. So Takea was very clear about that and fully supporting his point. And that was the aim of the discussion yesterday in that regard. Just coming back on some points raised by Cornelia, and the issue of the quarterly, we have no problem that if it is, because I am, I think, new to the process, and if we are feeling that the 6 month report is good, we have no problem that we can make it instead of 3 months, every 6 months. This is what I understood from Cornelia. With regard to the sessions, I think we were trying to understand how the tech meetings are taking place and whether it is within sessions or out of the sessions. So it is their role to decide how they will take this on board and to continue on that. On the issue of what Farhan mentioned about the summary paper, I think we are talking about the summary. This is not an additional job for the policy briefs. This is as part of that one page with one paper with two pages that covers only the main messages that we have in the policy brief, just a high-level document to the high-level senior officials in order not to go through all the documents, but they have the main messages got in one page, one on the focusing on the slow onset and one on the extreme weather events in different topics. This is the main idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Nadal, on that. Hearing that there's still a lot of discussion that needs to happen in this issue, I would like to invite Nadal and Takia to lead this work, to refine this work further, taking into account the comments and exchange that has been made here. So we will make... We invite you to engage, to refine this input, this document, this afternoon. And I would like us to also look at this document closely again to make sure that we come up with good indications, strong questions, possible ways in terms of dealing with it. Having said that, I would like to open the floor. Nadal, are you still requesting the floor? Okay. I would like to open the floor for the observers with regard to the inputs on the collaboration with the tech. I'm not seeing any request of the floor. That simply means that I'm the only one who's standing between you and your lunch. So I'm going to allow you to go and have lunch, and then we'll come back after lunch for the other, for the SUFA dialogue. Thank you very much. Enjoy your lunch.